The News Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I'm Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. Coming on first is the Unique Identification Authority of India has invited applications on a deputation basis for the post of Deputy Director at its regional office in Mumbai. The applications must be submitted in the prescribed format and forwarded to the Director at UIDAI Regional Office, Mumbai by 7th March 2025. Only officers from the government sector are eligible for these deputation-based vacancies and applications from private candidates will not be considered. Further details available on the UIDAI website. Kindly go on to https://uidai.gov.in. The Directorate General of Performance Management, DGPM, under the Indirect Taxes and Customs Department has issued a vacancy circular for the post of Additional Assistant Director in various directorates under the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC. The positions totaling approximately 130 vacancies are available on deputation basis. The pay scale for these posts falls under pay matrix level 8, with an upgrade to level 9 after 4 years of regular service. The selected officers may be posted in multiple locations across India, including New Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata, Chennai, Bangalore, Hyderabad, Ahmedabad, Nasik, Kochi, Guwahati, and Lucknow. The eligibility criteria, educational qualifications, and experience requirements are detailed on the website. Applications need to be submitted by 8th April 2025. The detailed recruitment rules for these positions are available on the DGPM website. Kindly go on to https://dgpm.gov.in. Deen Dayal Upadhyay College, University of Delhi, has invited online applications for various non-teaching staff positions. These vacancies include positions such as Section Officer in Level 7, with maximum age limit of 35, Senior Technical Assistant Computer, Level 6, maximum age 30, Junior Assistant, Level 2, maximum age 27, Library Attendant, Level 1, maximum age 30, Laboratory Attendant, Level 1, maximum age 30, and Computer Laboratory Attendant, Level 1, maximum age 30. The posts are distributed across various categories, including UR, OBC, SC, ST, EWS and PWBD. The laboratory attendant posts are located in departments such as botany, chemistry, electronics, physics and zoology, while the computer laboratory attendant's posts are available in the business studies department and the computer center. The last date for receipt of applications is 12/3/2025, or 2 weeks after the date of advertisement in the Employment News. For details, kindly go on to https://dducollegedu.ac.in. The CSIR Institute of Himalayan Bioresource Technology, IHBT, Palampur, Himachal Pradesh, has announced for the recruitment of scientists. Online applications deadline for submission is 24/3/2025. Candidates residing in remote areas such as Northeastern Region, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, Lahore and Spiti and Ladakh can submit their hard copies by 9/4/2025. The Institute seeks young Indian researchers with a strong academic record and proven scientific achievements. The available scientist positions are in fields such as plant biochemistry, microbiology, plant-microbe interaction, business development, agricultural engineering, bioprocessing, GIS and remote sensing, knowledge management, material chemistry, and crop protection, plant pathology. The pay scale is in pay level 11 as per the 7th CPC. The upper age limit for applications is 32 years. For details, kindly go on to the website, that is at https://www.ihbt.res.in. The Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Government of India, invites applications for two executive member positions in the National Council for Vocational Education and Training, a statutory regulatory body overseeing vocational training. The post carries pay level 15. Eligible candidates must have at least 15 years of professional experience in business management, human resource management, skill development, higher education, public administration, or related fields. The maximum age limit is 62 years as of the last date of application, with a tenure of 5 years or until 65 years of age, whichever is earlier. Applications must be sent through proper channel to the Joint Director by 28th March 2025. For details and the application performer, it is available at www.msde.gov.in. The CSIR, Central Electronics Engineering Research Institute, Pilani, under the Ministry of Science and Technology, invites online applications for Junior Secretariat, Assistant and Junior Stenographer. The post falls under Pay Level 2 and Pay Level 4 depending on the role. Candidates must have 10 plus 2 12th qualification with proficiency in computer typing or stenography as per DOPT norms. The application window is open till 12th March 2025. Detailed information is available at www.ceeri.res.in/recruitments. The Unique Identification Authority of India, New Delhi, has announced vacancies on deputation basis for Assistant Account Officer, one post, Junior Translation Officer, one post, Accountant, three posts, and Hindi Typist, one post at its head office in New Delhi. Applications must be submitted by 25th February 2025. Since these positions are on deputation, private candidates are not eligible to apply. Further details can be accessed at www.uidai.gov.in. The Ministry of Jal Shakti, Department of Water Resources, River Development and Ganga Rejuvenation seeks applications for 5 member positions in the National Dam Safety Authority on a deputation basis, including short-term contracts. The roles include Member Administration and Finance, Member Policy and Research, Member Regulation, Member Technical, and Member Disaster and Resilience, each under pay level 14 as per the 7th CPC. Within 45 days of the advertisement's publication in Employment News. Further details available at www.jalshakti-dowr.gov.in. I could go on to www.cwc.gov.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next podcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.